This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Ron Gibson, retired chairman, Questar Corporation. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Ron Gibson about America's shift towards natural gas. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and we are bringing you exclusive interviews from the heart of the shale revolution and the epicenter of energy. Up next, Ron Gibson, retired chairman for Questar Corporation, about America's shift towards natural gas.
The shale plays have been a paradigm shift in our industry. We always knew there was gas in the shale, but we never could economically get that gas out. Now with the technologies of horizontal drilling and the ability to continue to use fracking. Fracking isn't new. We've been doing it for 25 years. With the technologies, we're able to not only get the gas out of the shale, but get it very economically, some of the lowest cost plays. And so as a result of that, you now have an abundance of natural gas that we've never had before. For many, many years, dating back to the 70s with President Carter, when he said, you know, we're going to be out of gas in the next 8 to 10 years, he was right. We had an issue at that time. But as always, the ingenuity and smart people found ways to change that and found ways to develop the natural resources and do it very effectively and prudently. We can now look at natural gas beyond just space heating and water heating. We can look at it for enhanced power generation, continued building more and more plants on natural gas. It's a backup to all renewable energy, and at the same time, we can use it for natural gas for transportation and do all of this. And we can even look at exporting natural gas, which 6 years ago, we were considered an importing country. Now we're looked at as an exporter of natural gas. So I think you've got a situation where natural gas is certainly going to be an abundant, not a bridge fuel, it's going to be abundant foundation fuel, and it's very important to prudently and cautiously, we need to be careful as we partner with environmental concerns, but we can do that and we can develop this resource and use it for much more. Lessen our dependence on foreign oil, and be able to take care of our own in the country as we need to do, I think.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ron Gibson or other Texas Oilfield Review features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire network at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.